Hola, mi gente, and welcome to another episode of Sesson Talk. We are back.
Everyone, pick your cups up.
Choose cup. Your weapon.
Yeah. Cup.
That's not your cup.
Shit, I didn't bring no cup.
Cup.
That's not a cup.
That's a bottle.
Cup.
That's a cup.
Wait. Hold on. That cup looked familiar. Oh, okay. That's not the cup. I was looking at it. I'm like, Janelle, you giving away cups? You giving away cups? I can't, to be fair, I can't even find mine. So.
Mine's is over here with all the rest of my cups.
Yeah.
He thought it was a Kenny Omega cup that I fought him over for.
Which I'm glad you have the Kenny Omega one now. So.
Listen. I still want to get Kenny. Well, no, I'm at Kenny's. I can't get in the sign. All right, Amanda, let the viewers know. Actually, we have, I don't know if they're guests or, like, what we would call them?
They're teammates on our show or other halves on our show.
Oh, like, yeah, the features. Like, think of it like, you know when, like, Welcome to Atlanta Remix. And it was all the niggas on that song.
That's the song you go to?
Right. You didn't say like that scenario was the first or something. Song that you can say scenario or something.
The
like.
First posse track you thought of was Welcome to Atlanta.
The remix.
Yo.
Somebody got stopped.
So it's like the features. So like
Welcome to New York, but where we don't play.
That's right. That was
got
awesome.
Like
that's
every day.
Yo, his verse was fire on that. I ain't gonna hold you.
Yeah,
that last little verse on that.
Diddy wild, but his verse is fire.
Gentlemen, introduce yourselves real quick so we can get into tonight's topic.
I'll go first. I got it.
Don't all go at once, you know.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am the host of the Your Sports Show, the secret fourth member of the Jobber Tears podcast. It's your boy, Big Baby, a.k.a. the soul of R&B. Thank you,
hi,
guys,
everybody.
For having me.
Hi, everybody. I'm Michael Bostic, one half of EDC, Every Dollar Counts, R&B singer, rapper, asshole, all that stuff.
He's not an asshole.
I can't be.
Asshole.
We all can be, actually. Actually, every single person on this video right now has the ability to be an asshole.
Most definitely.
Anyway, all right, Amanda, let the gentleman know, what are we discussing tonight?
We are discussing interesting topics. Because if y'all didn't know, Big Baby is my other half. And Mr. Bosnick is Janelle's other half. So we
that's
got some questions.
Girlfriend.
We're in a, this is a girlfriend. Not so much relation, but we, you know, we got to discuss some spicy topics because this is Sesson Talk.
Exactly. So, did you just give us spirit fingers?
He did.
A little salsa at the spirit fingers.
Oh, okay. A little two step. Listen, my sunshine's two step down there.
It's fire.
That's an elite two-step.
I believe fire. It too. You have to have an elite two-step if you're gonna
an
be a singer.
An elite two-stepper is among us, fire. Ladies and gentlemen.
I two-step to anything. I could two-step to.
But all right, Amanda. Why don't you start off with the first question, and we'll be as open and honest as possible.
Okie dokie.
We won't get mad at each other at the end of this. I'm not gonna punish him. He's not gonna punish me.
That's the type of time it's on. Like,
look, and look at Amanda. She like.
That's the type of time this episode is on.
I was gonna say.
I didn't agree with that. See, look at the setup. Just lobbed up and it got dunked on. Bro.
What I didn't say anything wrong. I'm just saying I won't get. You know, he won't get mad.
No, I'm saying you speaking for yourself. I ain't gonna say the same thing you're gonna say. Cause he know what time.
Oh, what time we on? We on 6 o'clock?
She's demon time. That's what she's talking about. Type of time for y'all. Yeah.
Listen, we got drinks in our hands. We got Highness on the other hand.
That's right.
Walking billboard ass nigga.
Yo, are you kidding me right now?
Sorry.
That's your
anyways. Word? Y'all ready?
Mm-hmm. Yes. First question to the table.
Yeah.
As I'm the first watching the one... head
of
the table.
Oh, I can't find my remote. I'm going to pay attention to the show, though.
But I'm trying to be
both. As y'all know, Two and a Half Bros dropped a very interesting topic.
They had a very interesting guest that they seem to always try to
very interesting guest
to one of their co-hosts, which I will never understand.
That's because he's not a guy.
But shout out to them for having her on. And if you don't know, go check it out. But I think I was gonna say fellas, but señoritas and señoritos, how do y'all feel about your other half having porn videos saved on their phones? Don't all speak at once.
I wouldn't care if she had porn on her phone. I would
saved on her phone.
I don't know that really. When you say that and I hear that, it doesn't bother me. Like thinking about it, like, yeah, she had porn on her phone. How would I feel? I wouldn't care.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, I don't think it's a big deal.
Jenna. Oh. No, go ahead, Jenna.
I wasn't gonna say anything. I mean, you could go.
Drink, I asked the question. You have to say something.
Guys first.
No.
Okay. We could do guys
first. He went first. You go because that's you have. Jay will go and I will go.
Okay. So. Oh, sorry, guys. Porn on. What's that? Porn on his phone. I'm not opposed to it. I don't feel any type of way about it. If you want to just tell me, that's cool too. I don't have no, that's not like a real like thing, I think. Like, it's just like, it's on your phone. You don't wasting the space on it.
Right. It's free. So. It's free websites. Like, why do you have to save it on your phone?
All right, the whole time.
I mean, some people do.
It's weird.
But yeah, I mean, I don't think I have it. I don't have an issue with that. Like,
okay, dokes.
I think for me, I never really had an issue because it's never really been a topic. Mm-hmm. So I've never really, I don't think I would have an issue with it. I mean, again, I don't even think it's something that that's a like oh, do you have porn saved to your phone? Well.
Do you have porn saved to your phone?
I do not. At one point in time, I did.
Do I? No, I don't have porn saved on my phone. I think that's an idiotic idea, to be honest with you.
Why?
Because you have X videos, you have Tasty Black, you have Pornhub, you have all of these websites that are free. Are free.
Right.
So... if you want to watch a particular video, all you have to do is type it in the search and it's going to go right to it. Like, I don't see why you would save 2 gigs of a video on your phone.
Well, I think at the time when I was saving it on my phone, I think it was because it was a video I liked and I didn't feel like searching for it. And if it's a quick one, I'm just like, all right, whatever, it's here.
I mean, back when I used to watch porn on the computer, I used to do that. I get a video, leave it on, save it, put it on the joint. But
so you have porn on your desktop?
No, not the one that I use for the music. No.
No, no, no. Any computer, sir.
Not the music computer. No.
No, I didn't have it on the music computer. I've had porn, but that was, I'm talking about like when I was younger. Like not now. Like I said, the idea of saving porn to me. On anything, any device is weird. That's like weird to me. Like, why would you do that?
Right. Yeah. Amanda, have you saved porn on your phone?
Absolutely not. Oh. I don't have quarantine love. I mean, like, I have a iffy feel when it comes to porn.
Okay, explain only, that. And,
but yeah, like what?
Like, I get it. Like, everybody, well, some people watch it. But, like, I've explained this to Jay before because he would say certain things and I was just kind of like, I'll make a face or whatever. And he didn't understand until I told him that I had an ex based on that he was strictly about the porn. And because I wouldn't do certain things, he would go and watch the porn because it was better than, yeah.
Wait, it was better than cheating?
I'm just like, no, it was better to watch porn than having sex with me because I wouldn't do the moves.
Oh, he's an asshole.
That's wild. That's,
yeah.
Yeah.
So that's something when it comes to me, it's just like,
I could, I could never. It's just
an iffy thing.
That's beyond me.
That's like the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Like, really? You would not have sex with somebody because they won't do something that you watched on a porn that you probably couldn't handle anyway?
Right.
Right. That's weird, right?
Like, I told him, like, it was a lot of my insecurities where I knew that Jay would watch porn, and so I would kind of just feel like, okay, what are you watching that maybe I'm not doing type of thing?
But we had a whole discussion about it. Do you think most people correlate porn with insecurities? Like, is porn a trigger for insecurities to come up? Because that's kind of like what that sounded like. Like, it triggered you in a way. You was just like, well, what am I not doing? Instead of sometimes,
to me, it was a trigger. For me, it was a trigger. But, you know, you work through it. So, you know, you kind of, I'm trying to, you know, there's certain things that Dre will reassure me in, so that makes me feel better. But I also tell him too, like, you have your own videos that you can watch. So,
what kind of own videos?
Ooh. What kind of videos?
Videos of us.
Right.
This just got interesting.
We grown.
I mean, it's yeah, but Friday.
We grown. I'm a director in my past life.
Mm-hmm. We have a stand in there. Everything.
Y'all yeah, talk about us like a dog.
You hear me? Like, they come at us crazy.
Crazy.
Just be like,
this is Stan.
What? All right, I didn't need to see the
did
porn.
Did you sanitize that? Because that's just wild.
We don't touch it. We don't just put my phone on the stand. That's it.
So do you your phone? You touch it all the time, you know. It's all dirt, germs.
No, he means like we don't touch the phone while we're having sex. We just press record, and then when it's done, then we stop.
Man, you guys having sex—that is just
right. It's just a visual that I needed at this time.
Oh, so wait. So when y'all be talking crazy about how Janelle riding and everything on Facebook, that's not right. That's not what. Because don't act like it, because I could pull it up and we can use it for video on this show.
Out here pulling receipts.
The receipts.
But that's not bad.
What's the next question? I see what type of time they on this show.
Mikey, is that
let
bad?
Us know
what
if y'all want to see some receipts of Janelle, and I'm gonna post some stuff on Sun Talk Instagram. So follow us on Instagram at Sun Talk.
Wait, what receipts? What did I do? Uh-huh.
What happened? Uh-oh.
I'm gonna have the viewers say if they want to see the receipts.
I'm sorry in advance, Janelle.
That's not funny. At all. All right. Amanda, next question. Well, I'll be blown.
Next question. I am trying to remember. Lost my train of thought. Oh, my next question was, how do y'all feel about using sex toys in the bedroom?
I mean, I guess it if that's what you're into, I would be for it.
What toy do you want to use?
No, I'm not saying me. I didn't say me. Whoa. I'm saying if that's something that you wanted to explore, or if that's something that you were previously into that hasn't been done, then I wouldn't have a problem. Sex toys in the bedroom are fine. How about that? That makes...
But he's open to it.
I still asked you a question.
No, one question at
a time.
What
would I use?
What sex toy would you use?
Whatever one you like, shorty. I don't know. You got to let me know.
You know what? That was just a test. That nigga passed the flying fucking colors. He said me. I was like, yep. Great answer.
This nigga here.
Oh, but sex...
Nelly.
I would rather... Sex toys, I could do with or without. I'm more about, like, let's find a random-ass location that no one has done it. I'd rather do that than a sex toy, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, random spots.
You know, bathrooms, hallways.
You're not about that.
Staircase.
You're not about
staircases,
that.
Staircases, yeah.
You're not about that.
Tuh.
Staircases and getting caught by your best friend.
Good times.
These niggas over here reminiscing.
Yo. That threw me for a loop. I was like,
it's crazy.
Yo.
Niggas fell out. Niggas had a whole side conversation.
Yeah, like they had a moment and we were interrupting their moment.
Right. No, we were interrupting y'all moment. Sorry.
No.
Well, that wasn't a moment.
You were talking about places and I remember the staircase and we got caught by his best friend. So.
Wow.
You learn something every day about me, Janelle.
Yep, every day. Check, and check. Wow.
I already know your answer, but go ahead, baby.
Huh?
Sex toys, are you using them?
Yeah, whichever one she likes.
Correct. I don't know.
Literally. We had a discussion. Me and her had a discussion about it. She was like, what have you ever used them with your partner? I'm like, I haven't, but if you wanted to, yeah,
the conversation came up because we did that sex test.
Yeah.
And that was a question we never discussed it until we took the sex test.
What was this? Tell us more about this test.
It was like after the
we all took it. I don't well Mikey hasn't took it.
Mm-mm. I don't know.
Thing.
Yeah, was it after we did the love languages?
Yeah, it was after we defined love languages.
Yeah.
Yes. But this sex test I heard about it from Ms. and Mrs. And it's basically it just tells you, you know, your percentage of your, you know, freakiness or whatever.
Wait, so unless you share Wilkins and
you pass them.
Mine might be some personal that they don't want. They don't want people to know.
No, she personal. Knows because we all shared it.
I don't know mine, so I can tell you that.
Janelle was the least. I think you would have to take a new one.
No, I'm the least. Because it's not like...
You were the least before, but I've seen a different side of you. So I
what different side? Girl, again. What?
The exposed edition of Sazon Talk. I like it.
Right?
Everybody just trying to
give somebody drinks and some puff pants. And...
Yo, we were trash. Like, that was not okay. Which is why I am banning myself from Cinco de Mayo 2022.
What happened? Cinco de Mayo.
All right, what now.
Happened? No, tell me the story.
Tequila shots.
Smoke yeah, I didn't it. Have any.
So then that's not your story. That's okay. Not your truth.
My truth was I was falling asleep.
Grandpa.
About 9:30, I was out.
Yeah,
I was
the grandpa vibe.
Rocking back and forth.
He my papa. Over with.
That was my
this is Abuela.
I was faded. Bubby.
That's pop pop though. Yo, it was so funny because Mikey goes, yo, I haven't dapped so many people ever. He was like, everybody kept coming up to me saying bye.
It was wild.
How many tequila shots you had?
Me, what, yeah, that day? I only had one.
No, Janelle. Because you know what's funny? She don't like tequila shots.
I said Janelle had a shot every chance she can get a shot. Every time I saw her, she's like, oh, you ready for the shot? Yo, it was... Yo,
well, like,
I couldn't get her to stand still for about like 40 minutes. I couldn't get her to stand still. She would come to me and she'd be like, oh, I'll be right back. You ready for this shot? And I was like, whoa, you just had one. Yo, like, it was wild. That's how it was.
This your first single, then Mayo, with Janelle?
Yeah.
Yeah. You remember, Janelle, you remember the single, then Mayo, where we were all out?
Yeah,
and people were dancing on bar. People were dancing on the bars and everything like that.
From that Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah.
Yeah, on my arm here, I have a scar. It's from Cinco de Mayo, but it wasn't my fault.
It definitely wasn't your fault.
It was not my fault, and I didn't even notice until that's how crazy that night was. I didn't even notice I had scab.
People were dancing on the bar.
That's crazy.
Yes. It wasn't any of us. It was just the people with us that were dancing on the bar. And it was a funny love triangle thing going on. We'll tell you about that off the camera. It was
sure
funny.
You weren't the one dancing on the bar?
Definitely wasn't me dancing on the bar.
That Cinco de Mayo was... Never mind. It was two people's first date.
Oh man, good time. All right. Next question. Yep. Exactly who think we talk about.
Next question.
Yes, next question.
Mikey, did you get it?
No, it flew over my head.
No. We'll tell him later.
First two people's first
date. We tell him later.
It's not about that. We'll talk later.
I'm flying right now, so all that we can talk about is.
All right, what's the next question? Because he's slow. He just blew my eyes.
Yo, I'm lost on it.
I think.
And then when I tell you, you're gonna be like, oh.
Yeah, he gave it my fault.
We'll tell him after the recording. That's fine.
Yeah, that's if Nelly don't pop out fast like she usually does.
No, I won't this time. I promise. I'll be forgetting. I'll be like, oh shit.
You make it so easy to edit. I know when the show's over, dude.
When Janelle is gone.
Janelle gone. Oh, okay, cool.
Yo, are you dying over there? Like, how dare you?
What? Yo, that was hilarious.
In response to the last question, because I didn't respond, but obviously we're okay with it. We have a little fun with it. We have a little remote control.
That's not for this episode. Don't talk to them about it. We're talking off camera about that.
It's my show.
I'm sorry. Okay.
Remote control.
Well, anyways, I said there's a remote control thing that we have.
Whoa.
Oh.
It's
remote control panties?
No, those are not like big girl fluffy.
Oh.
So, but perfect. They have one that's just like that. That's only.
Is it a ring?
And is what?
It is. Never mind.
No, but it's like. It's the same thing as the panties, but you just have the machine and the remote by itself.
Oh, you don't need the panties for it. And then you just place it. Yeah.
Yep. And then
wait, but y'all still didn't say which our sex percentage was. Like, I'm still stuck on that.
Oh.
I honestly forgot mine. But I know hers was a little bit higher than mine. And I was like.
Because she nasty.
For sure.
So is he.
Really?
What talk about.
Yeah. You sure?
Really?
I'm 100% sure I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, okay, since we go over there, I'm on this type of time. Oh, first date that we had, he took his dick out in Central Park.
Oh, your dick was out in Central Park?
Yo!
What?
Yo.
What just happened?
Yo, we going there? Are you actually going to use this on the episode? For sure? Like, we're going to use this? All right, cool. All right, so if we since we talk about Central Park,
I think everyone has a Central Park story, though, so I don't know.
Nah, we have two Central Park stories, but the first the first Central Park story, yes, I pulled it out because she was touching it.
Was it loud, ta-da, or was it like black?
We were making out. She touched it. I said,
"What happened?
Why not?"
What happened? We not living because that's not what that was. That's not our first date experience at all.
No,
yeah, that was our first date.
That was that was part of our first date. That wasn't like the lone thing we did. We
I'm pretty sure that's the historical event of that day.
No, it's not.
No, the next time we saw each other was.
How many dates did it take for you to know, like, this is...
So, here's the thing. One, ooh. And here's the reason why. Like, everybody knows who listens. Me and Amanda dated in high school. But it was always that energy between us, but we were in high school. We didn't really do anything. We get out of high school. And you remember, after I told you at Mania, Janelle, I was like, yo, I got a date when I get home from Mania.
And yo, was we working on bourbon, going to get chicken, and I was so excited for you.
Yeah, no, not it was no. Yeah, this was raw. This was raw.
Oh, we were walking. We were still on bourbon, but we wasn't getting chicken that night.
No.
Like the first night
when we went to Barcade, you came outside. You was like, "Are you good?" I'm like, "Yeah, I'm great."
Oh yeah, I walked in. Everybody was waiting for me because y'all know I'm prompt.
If nigga Tom was a person, bro.
Babe, do you believe what they're saying?
I do.
Whose side are you on?
Listen, even to recordings, you're late.
Yo, she's wild.
Listen, God wants me there at a certain time, and that's just what it is, y'all. Y'all just gonna have to get with it, but. No, yeah. So I got to the barcade, and then he was all to himself on the corner. So I thought something was wrong with him. And then he goes, "Nah, I got something waiting for me at home." I was like, "Damn, nigga, we haven't even been. What the fuck? We not going home for another day or two."
I had to go. I went home the next day
I remember to Wednesday. So
right, I had to go home the next day because that's when my vacation was over. But yeah, I got home and you know. We were talking, we were chatting it up, and then boom, history. But the energy was always there, and then like, you know, that's why what popped off the first date, and then the second time we saw each other happened. So, but regardless, what is your next question?
But that was so the first date is y'all knew like
yeah.
This is my nigga, Michael Bostic.
How many
dates did it take for you to realize? I guess it's hard to date because we didn't have dates in the beginning.
I think it was like the second time I came to your house.
Really?
Yeah.
What changed between the first and the second time?
I was more comfortable the second time.
You were comfortable kind of the first time.
Right, but I didn't come in comfortable. Because I was trying to take the temperature.
He came in so nervous.
Right. Because he comes downstairs in some booty shorts.
And I was like, do you want
to... So I was trying to figure out what type of time she was on. And I just saw the booty shorts. That's what I saw.
I was just trying to figure out what type of time she was on.
I didn't get
those vibes. Mm-hmm. So that once I kind of... felt like what the energy was, then I was able to ride out like that. So then the next time I came, it was like I came in comfortable, and it was the energy was still like the same, was still real chill and relaxed, and I felt welcome and everything like that. So that's what I knew. I was like, yo, I could really fuck with Shorty.
Aww. That's cute.
Janelle, when did you know?
Probably. I would probably say my birthday.
Okay.
So I would say a good about a month and some change after we started dating. We didn't consider that phase dating though. We're weird. Who are you?
You know what's funny? You know what's funny? On your birthday, I felt it because I know how she is. So like she was like, y'all were like Legos, and she was like, she was on you.
Correct.
So I was like, yeah.
It's funny with her because when we first started talking, she was big on, yeah, I don't do the PDAs. I don't do all this. I'm not a public, nothing like that. I'm a very private girl, right? So when I get to the party, I'm chilling. I'm kind of ducked off to the side and everything like that. She's mingling as she does. And yo, when she finished up mingling, she came and was so close to me. It was just like all up in my space. And I was just so confused because I was just like, yo, what is going on? And then she comes, catches herself laying on me and all this. And I'm just like, what is going on here? Like, I was lost. And then when I brought it up to her later, she was like, I didn't do any of that. And I was like,
absolutely did. That laid up part, I don't remember. I didn't do that. Yeah.
You lay right up on my shoulder.
No, so, I feel like I was talking to you, so I was like, but I'm saying not my party. I'm saying like my actual birthday.
Yeah.
Because Mikey had dropped me off at the airport because I was flying to Colorado.
Mm-hmm. I remember.
When he dropped me off, the level of like emotion of feeling like I don't want to leave him came. I said, fuck. Now I gotta fuck.
Gotcha.
I was at that gate sad. Baby, I was like, I just want him to go with me. And then
I had to go to work too. I think I had to go to work.
Yeah, he was going to work because we was flying out of JFK. And I was just so sad.
I stay with you, right? Right.
Because that was a Monday.
It was a Monday.
When did we begin Mikey Monday? That's just so funny.
I think because the first day I came over was a Friday.
Yeah.
I think the next time I came over was a Monday. And I think it was just Monday just worked.
Yeah, it actually has from the beginning.
Like, so with the exception of a few Mondays where things have come up, that's few and far between. But we've probably spent majority of the Mondays since we started talking. It's been pretty consistent.
Which is weird for me, child.
I think our day was Saturday for the most part because that's when we were both free and it was like, all right, come to see me. Okay. Boom. Spend the whole day together. And then, you know, I sent her home and then, you know, as soon as she get in the cab, I miss you. And I'm like, I miss you too. Like, literally fresh out the door. Like,
yeah, like I just got in the cab and we were already texting each other. I miss you.
He did. When he dropped me off at the airport, he was at Dunkin'. And I was like, what you getting for breakfast? What you doing? I was so upset. Like, I look back. Like, I was really like, yo, he really caught me. He caught me up.
I didn't do anything.
Yes, you did.
Whoa. I was just being myself.
Exactly.
Mikey, did you slide in her DMs?
Nah, she slid in mine. She slid in mine.
Oh, we get to. Oh, y'all can tell the story on here because last time y'all told the story on game night, and y'all kind of didn't really. You was like, oh, you slid my DMs, but Mikey, she slid in your DMs, right?
She slid in my DMs. Yeah, she slid in my DMs.
That's not same all. Thing.
But I don't. Same. Think, but I don't. I don't think it was a slide. I mean, I don't know.
It's not.
She be low-key planning shit. So I don't know if when she actually slid in my DMs, that she was actually trying to slide in my DMs.
I
think she was genuinely trying to have a conversation.
Correct.
Right. It wasn't like she was sliding in my DMs because she saw me. She was like, oh, I want to holler.
But
like,
see, that wasn't it. In technical terms, though, it was Mikey's fault because he was the one that reacted to my statement.
Right. Right.
So it wasn't that I slid in the DM. So that's why I deny. But this one tagged me and then reacted to some shit I said. Which is crazy because I look back and I'm like, yo, if he never would have did that, like that, those chains of events is wild.
It's wild.
To the point where I definitely is like, if at that moment and at that time he didn't post that comment, I didn't message him about what the fuck are you looking at.
This would not be happening.
This would not be a thing.
Oh, I remember those comments. I saw those comments.
They weren't that bad.
It wasn't.
We were really good in the beginning. It's so funny because
we were
really good in the beginning because, like I told him, I said, you know, I'm really private. I'm really like the only people that would know about my situation if there was one is my inner circle. Like, you know, I don't do the whole posting thing because I have been there, done that.
Yeah,
but with him, it was just like totally against the grain, totally the opposite. Like, I screamed on the top of my lungs, this is my nigga, don't fuck with him, you know, type of thing.
Since you answered that question, because I was going to ask that about how do you feel about posting each other or, like, your relationship? Especially us being, like, everybody knows who we are. Unfortunately, everybody knows who I am now because life wasn't like that before.
Well, because listen, Sasson Talk amongst other shows have highlighted the amazing person that you are.
Absolutely. I agree. 1,000%.
Yes, thanks.
But I mean, posting, it's funny because I OD'd him the other day about it. Low key.
Mm-hmm. Like, you don't even post me.
And when I tell you,
I was like, yo.
He got
Are you
quiet.
Fucking serious? Yo, I almost turned the fuck up.
He almost.
I was like, are you fucking kidding me? I was mad.
So upset. As he's driving, so upset. But I didn't realize at first how upset he was until I looked at him and he was so quiet. And I said, wait, are you really upset?
Like, yeah.
And he goes, yo, I'm like hot. I'm like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I was just joshing. Like,
I was just joking.
She's lying.
I was high.
I was lying.
She wasn't joking.
I know.
I was lying.
I don't feel there's a problem with posting. We don't take pictures, so I don't have nothing to post. How about that?
That's actually not the truth at all.
Y'all got pictures now.
I was about to say.
It's a photo shoot.
To be fair, y'all know how you know me. You know how I run with the circle. I'm basically like security detail. So I try not to get too OD. So I'm watching everybody.
Yeah.
So, you know, y'all not the only couple I've caught and send it. But
no, but you know it's cute though. They did it to us. The pictures were cute. Like there was that one. I was just like, "Yo, that is the definition of us." Like, I would blow it up. Like, there's a few pictures we do have. I don't know why he's acting like we don't have pictures.
No. I didn't say that. I said we don't have any pictures now. When the last time we took a picture together? Correct.
No. It was don't do that.
You got to say correct.
Cool.
No. When you had the open mic, we took a picture.
I didn't see it. Did you say, do you have it?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, it doesn't count if we both don't have it.
I sent it to you.
I'm going to check. Y'all
want to hear a story? So, you remember the Java Tears brunch with LAX, right?
Yeah.
Shouts to LAX. for doing that. So, no, it wasn't. Was it the Jabba Tins brunch? No, it was the Super Bowl party. The Super Bowl party for the Eurosport show. Shout out to the
Eurosport.
So, me and Amanda take like 4 or 5 pictures, right? Because we didn't take pictures in a while. And she gets mad. She's like, I wanted to take a picture. And I'm looking at her, I'm like, yo, we just took like 5 pictures.
I wanted more.
Blah, blah, blah. And she got mad for a second, and she really sat and thought, like, oh, yeah, I'm OD'd. Like,
to be fair, that was like our last Super Bowl sports event. I mean, we had to take more pictures for Mama's birthday, and then after that, we were locked out.
True.
So,
but we didn't know that at the time either.
I know, but don't be complaining when I said one more pictures.
Yes, Master.
Plus, it was your first event that you were hosting.
Yes,
so,
it was. Yes,
memories.
Memories.
I mean, that's how I feel. Like when I did the open mic for him, I felt like a stage mom at that point. I was so
You were like, that's my baby.
That's my baby. Type of thing. But I mean, we take pictures here and there though. I mean, for me, I don't want to post him all the time because that's just probably too much.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think it should be a good balance. Like, if we're going to put it out there, we might as well put it out there type of thing. Because the cat was out the bag, you know.
The cat was out the bag by your birthday when I saw it. I was like...
Which I didn't understand because...
Well, to be fair, me and you... Well, at that time, a lot of stuff was
fluggish. That's what I think is weird. Everyone says that like, it's your birthday party. I'm like... Do you know how many randos I've had at my parties the past few years?
Well, you know, I'm not going to say, well, I'm going to be nice. My thing is,
what was I going to say?
Fuck them. Anyway. Because I like Mikey. That's my man's in him. So, but it's more or less like, I know Janelle. Like, out of anybody outside of her girl best friends, I know Janelle, because me and Janelle, like, we share a lot with each other. And I've been around her at the top and at the bottom. And when I know, like, she's really, really feeling somebody, I know it, because her energy is different. So, like, when I saw at the party, even though, you know, I was going through my own things, I'm looking at Janelle, and I'm just like, oh, she's feeling him, like, a lot. But me and you never had a conversation about Mikey before that, but that's because a lot of stuff was going on with me at the time.
Correct.
So I didn't know. But as soon as I saw it, I was like, oh, yeah, that's him.
What? I don't understand.
Now to answer the question about posting, listen, I don't mind it. I think that now with me and Amanda, we did it a lot before, and then we toned it down. Because a lot of people like to have be words, nosy. Like to be nosy about everything, and want to know everything about what's going on.
Start playing Inspector Gadget.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. And I don't got time for that because I wake up choosing violence every day. Mm-hmm. So, listen, it's true, but you know. I'm on her. Like she posts a picture. I'm like the biggest fan. I'm ODing sometimes. I be wilding sometimes.
So you would be like commenting and liking and loving the pictures?
OD.
OD.
Whoa. I don't do that.
See what I mean?
See, she about to get you tight again.
No, I'm just trying to figure out what was you implying right there.
I was trying to bring out.
You brought it out.
Okay, now put it
she
back.
She wants to smoke. She wants to smoke.
For no I always reason. Want to smoke from him. That is not in any question.
So, babe, you answer the question. How do you feel about the posting and everything?
In the beginning, I was totally fine. We spoke about, you know, in my past where I had an ex that didn't post me because he didn't want nobody to know that we were dating.
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel like this time around, with Dre not really posting, I'm okay with it because I know where we stand. And as long as our inner circle and our families know what's going on, that's all that matters. It's nobody else's business. Because we've seen a lot. Like I said, people play Inspector Gadget and then it just becomes messy.
Has people played Inspector Gadget with you, Michael Bostic?
Nah, I don't think so.
People played Inspector Gadget with me at the beginning because they, you know, people are low-key racist and think Amanda's white and she's not. And so people are like, oh, at the beginning, oh, what happened to you? We said this before. Oh, what happened to your black queen? Blah, 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 blah. Making it seem like I'm Mr. Jungle Fever, and that's far from the case.
Yeah.
And I've gotten into arguments with people like, yo, I've gotten into arguments with some of my closest friends at the time about it. Like, what do you mean? I'm in love. I'm happy. What's the problem?
Yeah.
I think that sometimes why you gotta kind of like not have all that outside noise interfere with, you know, what you got, what your foundation is. Mm-hmm. Like, even like in the beginning, like with Mikey, he's known from the start, like my friends, like my inner circle and all of y'all are like family. So like he made it a priority and he made it his business to make sure that like that all of y'all knew who he was and like mm-hmm. his intentions and stuff like that. And to me, that means more than, you know, just a regular Joe doing regular shit. So.
Right. And to piggyback off that, the thing I really like about Mikey and what I liked at the beginning is that he wasn't trying too hard or he wasn't like to himself. He joined the festivities. Like, he joined our bullshit. We whole bunch of clowns together and mm-hmm. Mikey joined the circus with us. So,
hell yeah.
And I think it was,
can you believe it?
I believe it.
I mean, that's my energy. That's my type of time. So, you know.
Right. Which is why I got along with Mikey at the beginning. Like, you know how I am. You know how I am with douchebags for. I don't like people. I don't like niggas. I don't like new niggas. I try to be
they don't like me.
To be the concierge to where people, when people first come around the group, but if I don't like them, I'm not around them. Like, I don't care.
Yeah.
Mikey was cool, so I'm just like, oh yeah, no, I'm gonna fuck with Mikey. I'm gonna make sure niggas know Mikey is good. Like, Mikey good for business. You know? Like, I was talking about Mikey before the Janelle. I'm like, I like him. Keep him around. Don't fuck this up.
I will admit, he did tell me don't fuck this up. I will co-sign that statement because they know I'm good for it, low key.
You're not good for fucking it up.
I can't be.
You can be. But my first thing to you is, don't fuck it up. That's all I say to her. I'm like, she know what I mean.
I was scared to fuck it up. I ain't gonna hold you.
I think when I first brought Amanda around, it was more like, yo, this is family. This is family. This is who I'm dealing with. This is my girl. Like, when I first introduced her to everybody as my girl, that's the first time I called her my girl. And that was in front of y'all. When we went to MSG for we went to MSG that time, all of us. That was the first time we were dating, like, 3 months then. But you knew of Amanda already by then.
Damn, that's why I was like, wait, what?
But that was the first time I called her my girl. And then you remember, yeah. I told you prior to when I told Amanda that I loved her, I'm like, yo, I think I love this girl. I told you first. She was the first, Janelle was the first person I told.
Listen, I am the ultimate safe space.
For sure.
I can vouch for that.
For sure.
I have another question since you mentioned Mikey and Nelly. Have y'all said I love you to each other?
Have we said I love you to each other?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He actually said it first.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So give us the story. How did it go?
I actually said it in my sleep. It was crazy. I was low key in the bed.
Falling asleep.
I was falling asleep.
Okay. Wait. Hold on. I'm gonna hot tag you into this story. It actually is cute. But prior to that, though, maybe like a week or two before like that incident happening, we were hanging, and I almost said it, and then I stopped. And I was like, "Oh, bitch, what?" I was like, "What the fuck is what?" How? Like I questioned my I put myself on the stand. I was so fucked up. Ma'am, how did you allow this to go down? So that was maybe 2 weeks before he said it.
Yeah, so then, I was like half asleep.
When he said it, go ahead.
I was like half asleep, and I remember I mumbled it. I remember I was probably thinking it in my head, like, yo, I think I love this girl. And then, like, I'm a half asleep, and I'm just like, yo, I love you. And I said, oh, shit.
But like, he's scared. What? But he scared me when he said, oh, shit. And I didn't even hear him.
Because I realized I had said it out loud. I was like, oh, shit.
Because we had, right before that, we had spoke about, like, how would we say it? Like, would it be dramatic? Would it be like a, or the, you know, like, we were low-key hyping it up. So right. We subconsciously
for it to be very, very anticlimactic.
No, what's so just, funny is that
yeah,
our story hilarious. Is kind of like that, too.
Oh,
I was falling asleep like I usually do. I was texting him, and every time, like, it's happened before where I'm typing whatever, I'm going to sleep, blah, 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 and I write I love you, and I'm like, oh, and I go delete, delete, delete. But this time I'm typing like half asleep, and I realize I write it, and I press send, and I said, no. I just started freaking out. I was like, oh my God. I was like, I mean, you know, like, I care a lot about you type of thing, trying to like cover it because I was so scared. And he was like, rather you meant it or not, like, I love you too. And I was just like, oh my God.
I was more scared at when he popped up to wake up than him saying I love you. Like, I didn't even know what the fuck was going on.
Wow, it was wild.
Like, he scared the shit out of me. And then I looked at him like, what is wrong with you? Like,
hilarious.
He's like, no, I'm okay. He said, but I said, I love you. I was like, oh. Really? So we have like this ongoing joke. We'd be like, no, for real?
Yo, we have a lot of parallels. Our relationship with y'all have a lot of parallels, but especially when it comes to like little private stuff, because she started maybe this year or a couple. Was it this year or like late last year?
That what?
You love me? Yes, I love you. You love me? Like
it was this like a couple like sometime last year.
Yeah, and she does. Oh, you love me? Yes, I love you. Meanwhile, I've been with this girl from? 3 years. She it's a no, TikTok. It's a TikTok.
Oh my god, this is this one over here.
Yo, I don't do TikTok like that no more. You don't notice that, do you?
No, I do notice it. Yeah, but before,
I don't do TikTok like that no more. Yo, I was a TikTok. I'd fall into a black hole on TikTok. I'd be sitting here in the car, and an hour go by. I just been on TikTok the whole time, sending her wild TikToks.
But he hasn't.
Which reminds me, I sent so many TikToks like and haven't even looked at them yet.
Cause she sent me like 14 at a time.
I don't care. Look at them and respond.
Oh God.
Look at her.
Next question.
Wilding out. Please. Yes.
Last question.
This one's for Janelle and Andre.
Yo, what is wrong with y'all? Stop doing that.
Y'all niggas like to select violence. Like, I don't.
No, I'm saying it's for because being that I'm divorced and Mikey's divorced, that's why I'm saying it's for So
okay.
Us being divorced, how did that make y'all feel like it when you found out about it? If that makes any sense.
For me, at the beginning, it was trying not to throw all my eggs in that basket because I didn't know if, okay, the remix is coming and I'm going to be SOL, right? And it was a little bit, it was a little bit harder for me.
Yo, man, he's dead. You know?
But and yo, it was hard. The reason why. So the reason why I say that is because, ooh, again, a lot, like a lot of people know, Amanda was church heavy. And so was her ex.
Not show anything type of church you went holy.
So was her ex. So I'm thinking, oh, well, the church is going to probably try to get them back together. And, you know, it was fun while it lasted. So for a while, I felt like that way. And what could I do? If it was to happen, what could I do? I can't tell somebody who was with somebody for as long as they were together that if they decide to work it out, what I'm going to do? I'm going to go over and punch them in the face? No, it's my turn. No, it's, I understand what I'm getting into. If that is to happen, just be upfront with me. That's it.
Garcia?
Sometimes he calls me. He'll call me, and that's the first thing he say.
Garcia.
And then I'll be like, Bostic, what do you want? It wasn't weird or anything, just because the society world we live in, like, niggas got kids. They've been around the block a few times. Like, shit is just what it is. So I tried to at first get to know him just to make sure that, like, all right, this is the person that I'm talking to. This is the person I'm going to, you know, show around all my friends and blah, 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 blah. Like, this is going to be my nigga. So, like, that was actually the first step for me. It wasn't even, like, the being divorced thing because my ex before actually was divorced as well. So it's not like it was, like, a oh, my God moment. But yeah. I think the other factor in the scenario, too, is that Mikey has a son. So it was a mixture of literally a whole family type of scenario. And at any point, you know, I'm just so used to the rug being ripped up from under me. So at any moment in the beginning, I was just like, yo, let me know if this is what you want, because
she definitely hit me with that a couple times.
I can't, I'm typically the strong one. I'm typically the one that holds it all together, but I have one more heartbreak in the chamber and then I'm out. So I'm like, listen, let me know if this is what you want. I said, listen, I'm probably the most understanding person, like, around right now. So it's like, listen, just let me know now before I fall into more in love with you than I originally planned on. So that was the thing. And then as, you know, kind of asked myself other questions, like, you know, him having a child, him in the process of getting himself together. Like, is that all something that, you know, I'm willing to take on and I'm willing to deal with and I'm willing to accept? And for me, it was no, I didn't hesitate. Like, and I know that's what the difference was between other people I've dealt with and with him, is that I've never had any hesitation. I've never had any anxiety. I've never had any, like, I never questioned myself. It just was always the moment, and everything that followed always felt right. So him being divorced, I mean, I just wanted to make sure that he was good mentally and emotionally and spiritually, because that, to me, if he's not good, then I'm not good. So that part was important for me, to make sure that, listen, that's always going to be a part of you. You have to accept that. And if I'm going to fuck with you, I got to accept that. So that honestly was the beginning. And I guess now it's just like, you know, a year is around the corner, and I'm like, what the fuck? But it also makes, you know, it makes it a point of like, all right, how are we going to take things to the next level? What are we going to do next together as a team? So, I mean, he was worth it. So, you know.
Same thing.
Not to toot his own fucking horn, because, you know.
Yeah. This her too. She definitely.
You were about to say this one, weren't you?
Yeah, because yeah, I'm about to get cursed out. That's why I didn't say it. But yeah, she was definitely worth it. It was. I realized. So, my grandmother. She likes people. She's genuinely nice to people. But it was something about how she was with Amanda to where I was like, oh, okay. She likes her. She likes her a lot. And Amanda will tell you, my ex basically almost fucked up any chance of my mother even fucking with any girl that I was associated with, because my ex left me for Jesus. It's a running joke. You know, y'all know the story, but
yeah.
Janelle's dead.
Janelle's dead. Because Janelle, that's when I met Janelle. That's when
get
I met Janelle.
Away like, from me. Michael Bostick.
Literally when I met Janelle a little bit after that. And yeah, it was a joke. Yeah. And now Amanda and my mom be talking and I don't even be knowing. I just like, I guess, okay.
Do you understand how upset? He wasn't upset, but do you know how upset he was when he realized we was like me, Katie, Live, and his brother was all in a group chat when we surprised him for his birthday?
That surprise when we went to the radio station?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was so sick. He said, wait, you been talking to my brother? Like, what? Like,
what the fuck was going on? Like, how did y'all pull that? I was like, I was just surprised that y'all was able to pull that off without me knowing about it.
Well, what about, I guess before we should, why don't we flip the question and then we'll wrap up. What absolutely. About on you guys and coming in from the divorce side into back going into single life? Like, talk about that trans formation, and then how when you got with the individual you got with.
She meant transition, not but
thank you.
She's on the clouds right now, so
yeah. I'll get
you. It was for me, it was a bit weird because I had talked to a couple of girls, but not really talked to them. I guess I met a couple of girls, but it never really worked out. But with her, it wasn't, I didn't anticipate going in for it to be what it is now. Like, I legit at that point was like, yo, she's super dope. But on some realness, I was just like, yo, I don't know if I'm gonna be able to do anything with her because she's gonna talk about wrestling all the time. And she's gonna annoy the fuck out of me. And yo, we literally did not talk about wrestling like the whole time I was there. We spoke nothing of wrestling. Mm-hmm. So it was really like just, it was dope, but it was unexpected. When I went over there, I didn't have really any intention of like trying to holler. It was just like more or less like, yo, I want to get to know you and see if I like you, and then we could be friends, and then go through that process again. Cause that's not what I was doing. Like before, it was just like, I'm lonely. I want a girlfriend. You know what I'm saying? This time, I was like, yo, let me do it right. Let me be friends with somebody and let that grow into what it's supposed to be organically. And that's what it did. That's what we literally took it one day at a time.
We still do.
It was like, yeah, until we was like, yo, this is what we want to do.
Miss Panda.
For me, it was crazy how everything happened because we got together pretty quick. Like, I remember when I was going through the process of divorce or separation, I was just like, who the hell's gonna want somebody that's divorced, blah, blah, blah. And I had spoken to a few guys, but never had anything happen. And then when it came to Dre, it was just like, okay, this is somebody that I've been comfortable with before, so I'd be okay with hanging out with him. Never would I have thought that we would end up together or anything. So it was definitely surprising in regards to, like, if I think about marriage again, I definitely see it happening between us. I mean, it's always something I wanted. Like, I've always wanted to be married.
Can someone get married so me and him can get drunk at someone's wedding? Like, come on.
Yeah, go ahead.
It should be us.
So we could drink at y'all's.
You said what?
Yeah.
It should be us.
Oh, look at her.
Look at her.
Aww. Blushing.
Aww. Whoa. Why?
Just listen. Don't do the Vegas thing. You're going to get in trouble.
Shh. We're going to go to Vegas.
I know. That's our plan.
Y'all can join in. We just going to be like, oh, we didn't know you guys were down here. Because remember, yeah, we were told that you guys need supervision, but we got y'all.
No, we may be all right, though. But in the meantime, he keeps playing around. So.
No.
You know what's funny?
What do you mean? About playing? What am I playing? Okay.
Uh-oh.
You know what? You don't remember Target? You don't remember Cinco de Mayo just now?
What happened?
What are you talking about?
Get into it.
Please tell us. We want to know.
All I'm going to say is stop playing with me.
She told me how she wanted to get engaged, so I'll be playing around with her and be like, oh, right here.
Why y'all do that? Like, he does that, but he picks the oddest places to do it at.
Bro.
That's the point.
I gave a suggestion what I would like, because I don't think there's anything wrong with helping them out.
No, that part I would let. Listen,
she doesn't know what she wants, because she's going to not believe in no way.
What do you want?
So she's going to think I'm playing with her.
Yeah. Like that he played too much.
And I told her today, if it comes down to it and I'm ready to do it, and she tells me to get up, stop playing, I'm going to just get up. I
was
just like, it was a game.
But I'm not going to do it. That's the problem, because he played too fucking much. So now I don't know when he's going to be serious and when he's not going to be serious. So that shit that blows minds. Like,
I've told her, like it almost happened and recently, and she's like, what? And she's like, oh my God, what? Like, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you told me like in two situations. Well, you told me three situations. One,
mm-hmm.
You know, we all know about.
Yeah.
And then the other two is just, I was just like, wait, what?
Mm-hmm.
But listen, I already explained to Mr. Bostic that if and when we ever get to that point in our lives where we are saying vows, he has to go last. Like, he can't go first.
I mean, ladies are first.
Nah, my cousin got married. Her husband went first.
Don't mind. I mean, unless I'm crying, then I'm gonna let you go first. Let me
You gotta speak through your tears. Speak through your tears.
I can't speak through my tears. I'm like, and you know that very well. I can't talk.
But listen, he is a genius with words, so he can't go first because I can't follow up from that, and he knows that.
I feel like Mikey's going to sing his vows to you. And
I was about to say that. But
he can do that. Would you do that?
Mikey, don't
answer that.
I'm not
that.
Saying nothing.
Don't answer it.
I'm not saying nothing.
Why would you not say nothing?
Mikey, here's a question for you. How do you feel like with this time around, thinking about marriage, how does that make you feel?
Good morning.
Say that one more time. No, say it one more time because it broke up.
I was saying that on this time around, how does marriage make you feel? I think that's what I said. I'm high, so.
So when we first started talking and everything, I was like, I'm not getting married anymore. And I think I kind of was just on the fence with that with her. I think we spoke about it earlier on, and I was just like, yo, I don't want to get married again. I was just like, I don't even know if I want to have kids again. But she kind of turned that around for me. I didn't think that I was going to feel like I wanted to get married. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was just like, nah, that didn't work. I don't want to be bothered with that. But, no, I would do it again. Do it again. With her.
Sounds dope. Well, before we end this episode, is there anything you guys want to ask us?
It's a good question.
Dang, I wish I would have thought of a question.
Yeah, instead of playing that goddamn Switch.
Wow, Mom.
First of all, I was not playing the Switch. I was not playing the Switch at all. I was sitting here chilling with my brother. Are you kidding me?
Wow.
Sound like somebody when he's on his Xbox.
I was on the PS4.
Yo, you gotta relax. Yo, you gotta relax. Like...
Yo. Anyway, any questions or something real quick?
Yo, you, okay.
No.
Next.
No, I can't really think of anything.
For you ladies, what was the first thought when you first saw us? Like, when you first saw Mikey, Janelle, what was, your first thought? Uh-oh.
I'd rather not say.
You have to.
You pleading the fifth?
No pleading the fifth here. Let's go.
Mm-hmm.
Be honest.
So the first time me and him linked, I had wore a pair of shorts on purpose. So when I let him in the house, I was like, if we smash, I ain't gonna be mad about it though. Cause he cute. So and he talented.
That's your word.
Listen, we be having tricks up our sleeves. Jay knows that.
That's all I had on too. I had on a t-shirt and I had on them shorts and that was it. So I was halfway. And I was halfway else? There.
You was ready.
But then we sat.
I'm telling you, I wasn't ready.
First of all, he's nervous coming into the house. Mm-hmm. Like, he was just like, am I supposed to be here? Like, am I getting pranked? Like,
no, I was at the fucking edge of the world over there. Are you kidding me?
You mean, like...
Shut up.
This shit is wild over there. It's crazy over there. It's like my first time ever over there. It was wild crazy. That nigga's broke in my car like 3 weeks later.
Oh my god, here we go.
Nigga stole my whole bag, my laptop.
Oh my god.
Motherfucking keyboard, all that shit. My camera. Yeah, no, my ass was fucking nervous. Hey, lucky I ain't had a fucking, you know what? Never mind.
Yeah, chill.
I'm about to go off on a tangent.
You already had it, so it didn't matter.
Miss Panda, what was your thoughts when you saw me, like the first time seeing me in how many years? Like,
it was 8 years that I haven't seen you.
Mm-hmm.
But I was nervous as fuck the whole day because I was antsy as hell. I was just like, I don't know what's gonna happen, how I'm gonna react, because I can be shy.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I saw you, and like when we obviously went to Dave and Buster's, and I was just had full of butterflies. I was like, oh my god, like I'm on a date with Dre type of thing. Like, it's different. And yeah, that's what I remember feeling like. I was extremely nervous. I was not planning anything that day that was gonna happen. But yeah.
Well, all right, gentlemen, thank you so very much for being open and honest about your feelings and emotions. We appreciate you. You guys can Why are you laughing?
I can't stand her. What? I fucking stand you.
Why would you say such a thing?
So I'm tiny. I can't.
What is your problem?
Oh my god.
Excuse the tears.
Janelle, come on. Me? Yeah, go.
Anyway, you guys can. Why don't you drop your social media so you can let the viewers and listeners know where to find you in any upcoming projects or events that you guys have. You're an idiot.
What's going on, everybody? It's Michael Boston. You can find me everywhere at underscore Hill Classy. My EP, A Love Story, is out right now. My single, Bad, off of my next project, A Love Story Chapter 2, is out now on all streaming platforms.
And for myself, again, it's your boy Big Baby of the Year Sports Show. Make sure you follow me on all social media platforms at It's Big Baby, underscore It's Big Baby. Follow the Year Sports Show. We're on every Saturday live on Facebook, Twitch, as well as we drop every Monday on all streaming platforms. So check that out. Shout outs to my team. Shout outs to, of course, everybody here at the Job Tears Network. You know, family for life.
I want to get that like sound bite. Like, that'd be dope.
I can get it. That's not hard.
Like, sweet. As always, I'm Janelle from HR of the Job Tears Podcast. You can follow us at the Job Tears Podcast on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all social media platforms. You can find our episodes along with Your Sports, along with Two and a Half Bros, and of course with me and my lovely co-host Amanda Panda, the best. So make sure to follow us. Make sure to subscribe to the Job Tears Podcast Network YouTube page, where you can then once again get an alert for every episode that is posted. Amanda.
See.
It's been a pleasure.
It's been an honor.
All right. You guys can always follow us at Sasson Talk on Instagram, Facebook. And are we on the Bluebird yet? Because that's not my thing.
Sasson Talk, not yet, but probably will be soon.
No Bluebird yet, but okay. Once again, you can find this episode along with our previous episodes of Sasson Talk on all streaming platforms. As always, I'm Janelle.
And I'm Amanda.
And thank you guys so much for joining us.
Bye.